So welcome everybody. So this is our Thursday Q&A call, Ask a Coach, Get Started, Go Deeper. My name is Annika Constantine, and on behalf of the Healing Coach, I welcome everyone to this call. Today is June 3rd, 2021. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything on this call is being recorded. The recording is available to registered members as a download from our website. So you go to dralexanderlloyd.com and then you go to free resources, and there you will find the recordings. Now, for those of you who are with us directly here on Zoom, you should be able to see me. There will not be a recording with a video included, but the audio will be there as well. But just for those of you who would like to join us live, you will be able to see the host from now on. So in this case, that would be me. And I take turns with my colleague, Linda Brewer. So yeah, so this is a really wonderful opportunity, I feel. So before we get started today, I want to share our disclaimer as usual. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we want to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Constantine. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Code process, or of course, any of the other modalities that we have been shared with by Dr. Alex Lloyd. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. So your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Code process or any of the other modalities to ask questions. Another purpose of this call is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes or any of the processes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. So with that being said, again, welcome to our call. Now, we are no longer hosting on the Instant Teleseminar platform. So I am just going to share with you quickly how you are able to ask questions. So you should, if you're on Zoom directly, you can just raise your hand. You should see a little icon somewhere, I think, where you can raise your hand or just click on your own name. And I think you should see an option that says raise hand. And once I see that, of course, I'm going to unmute your line. And there's also, as you should see down below, a Q&A icon. Now, if you click on that, you can type in your question and just submit your question that way. And I will then read those questions and we will talk about them and we will answer them. And for people who are calling in via phone, you also have the opportunity to raise your hand. And I think it should be *9 on your keypad. So if you press *9, then you would also raise your hand here in our system, and which would mean that I would see that and I can then, of course, unmute your line as well. Yes, okay, it's *9. All right. Okay, if you have any questions regarding any of these functions that we have here in Zoom, you can also, of course, put that in the Q&A box. So if you would like to ask a question directly by calling in, of course, you are very welcome to do that. But before we get started with the actual Q&A part, as always, I would like to guide you through a universal healing code. So we have the opportunity to do that together as a group. And I'm just gonna close my eyes here also, as you can see me. And I'm just going to guide you through a few steps to kind of prepare yourselves for this healing code that we're going to be doing together. And you can just join me in relaxing and taking nice deep breaths. And if you have an issue that you would like to address today, perhaps it's been, or it is something you've been addressing with the healing codes already, or with one of the other modalities like Trilogy or memory engineering, perhaps, you can of course choose that as an issue to address today. Or if you feel that perhaps there's something more momentarily bothering you, that would also be, of course, an issue you could address right now. So whatever the case may be, just focus on that issue for one moment. If nothing pops up in particular, just try to stay open to just receiving wonderful healing energy right now as we start to do this process together. All right. Now you can rate your issue on a scale from 1 to 10. And then I would like to ask you to tune into yourself and ask yourself how the issue makes you feel emotionally. What's the underlying negative belief or emotion that you feel? Does it make you feel angry? Does it make you feel sad? Does it make you feel hopeless? Does it give you trust issues? Whatever the case may be, just kind of tune into that and identify that. And again, you can rate that underlying issue on a scale from 1 to 10. And then we're going to take it a step further. When you think of the underlying emotion or belief, is there any earlier memory that pops up? For example, if you feel a sense of anxiety, for example, or fear or anger, ask yourself, what's the first time or what's the earliest memory that pops up right now that is connected to that feeling? And just see if anything pops up. Ask yourself if there's been other times in your life where you felt the same set of emotions or beliefs and experienced that as well. And it may have been completely different circumstances. So whatever the case may be, just see if anything pops up. Just ask your heart to assist you in that, if it's necessary or helpful for you to know. And if nothing pops up, don't worry about it. Just ask that any early memories be healed. We can always be sure that there's early memories connected to it, whether it be conscious or unconscious memories or even generational memories. If not, we wouldn't have this issue and we wouldn't feel the way we feel regarding the issue. So just ask for those underlying memories to be healed. All right. And once you've identified a memory or not, whichever the case may be, I'm going to give you just a few moments right now to say a prayer from your heart or request of your heart regarding this issue. And then I am going to read the prayer from the book, The Healing Code, and I will guide you through that healing code and we will be doing it together. All right, so I give you just a moment to say your own prayer. All right, if you haven't finished, you can, of course, continue praying. And we'll start with the healing code. You can just focus on something loving, on a love picture, perhaps, or a wonderful memory, a favorite person. just focusing on the divine or your higher power. So you can get very creative, or you can just relax, of course, and just let that process work within you and let it do its magic, basically. So whatever you feel most comfortable with. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your issue or problem, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right, and you may close your eyes, or you can even keep them open, whatever you feel most comfortable with. And we get started with the first position, both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands Adam's apple, both hands Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws, both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples, both hands, temples. All right, and if you'd like, you can place both hands over the middle of your chest, of your heart center, and just process it for a moment and take a nice deep breath and release. If anybody has some water handy, you may drink some water. I'll do that just now. And again, welcome. I'm very happy to be here with all of you tonight. And again, since we are now hosting from this new platform, well, it's not new. Many of you may be familiar with Zoom already. This is my personal first time hosting a webinar. I have been using Zoom in my own coaching practice and also with family and friends, but yeah, this is also a new format for myself. So I'm going to again repeat how you can ask your questions today. First, and I think most the simplest way would be to just open that little box that you see on the bottom that says Q&A. And then you can just type in your question and then I will be able to see them here. And I think that you will be able to see those questions as well. So that's a wonderful opportunity. And I'm just going to repeat for those of you who are calling in from a phone, if you would like to raise your hand to ask a question, you can do so by pressing *9 on your keypad. So this is different from our old instant teleseminar platform. So please forget everything you've learned about instant teleseminar. And from now on, it's going to be *9 to ask a question. And I see that one of our callers has already figured out how to open her, how to raise your hand here within Zoom. So you should see, I think, a button that says raise hand. So I'm going to open Patricia's line right now. So we should be able to hear her. Let's see. All right. Patricia, hi. Are you with us?
I am. Hi, Annika.
Hi.
This is great. Good, thanks. And much better than I was even at the beginning of the call. This is wonderful to see you. You know, while we code, it's a much deeper experience. It's like you're in my living room with me.
Wonderful. Yeah, that was kind of the thought behind moving platforms. And especially I think nowadays, you know, with everything that's been going on with COVID-19 for a while now, you know, it's been harder perhaps to stay in touch with our loved ones and even people further away. So I think this is a nice opportunity to feel even more connected. So I'm glad to hear that.
Well, now it's funny because this is the first Zoom call that I've ever done that I actually enjoy. I have had so many of these Zoom calls and I have such negative feelings about them all, but this is like the only peaceful one I ever had. You know, your voice is clear, that you're one person there and we're listening. It's very focused. Most of these Zoom calls, even today I had two Zoom experiences, which I almost ended up throwing things out the window. But so this is such a welcome change though, just to the peacefulness of it. And it certainly negates all that negativity I had associated with Zoom. So that alone is a blessing. But now I'll bring up my issue, which is I have had this a relapse of this deep exhaustion, but it's even beyond exhaustion. It's like feeling terrible. And I've had it on and off for years and I've addressed it with different natural supplements. And I'm going to a doctor next week. And today is actually an okay day. I've had enough energy that I could, I took a nice walk today and did some shopping, but like the last few days, I've been just flat on my back in bed and not entirely sure if it's related to what I'm eating. Because a few months ago, an endocrinologist said I did have reactive hypoglycemia, mm-hmm. but I'm doing what she said to do. I'm taking the supplements. Especially with carbs and all that. I'm doing all that, but it wasn't helping at all. And I was even more intensely exhausted than ever before. And I could really hardly do anything at all. But today, as I say, was a good day. I've been sleeping so much the last few days, but today was a fairly good day. And I never know what the next day will bring. So I did the coding with you. And I've still been doing my daily coding, mostly twice a day. One or two days I only did it once, but I've mostly been doing that twice a day that you helped me with. You know, I can't watch, I can't have the reward of the video until I do my nightly coding, and that's worked pretty well, quite well in fact. So I'm doing the coding, but all of a sudden I have this intense, it's even beyond exhaustion, although that's the closest word I have to it, but it's just like this awful feeling of just horrible lethargy and not being able to do much at all. Like such an effort to do anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is, or if I should, I don't know if it's an endocrine system thing, which I guess that's the love code number four.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah.
I'll be with that. And I do tend to spend a whole week on a code. I have found that very useful because I can't just do a code a day and then think I've addressed enough issues. So I'm staying with it the week. So I won't be at, I started on Unforgiveness this week because I stayed with self-control a couple of weeks because I really love that code. Mm-hmm. So it won't be with the love code for a while, unless you think maybe I should just skip the others for now and just do it. I don't know. What do you think?
Well, I do actually think that the love code, or the love category would really be helpful in this case. Yeah. Now, of course, the exhaustion could be due to so many factors. So I think it's a little bit hard to kind of, you know, to find out what it is actually caused by. But I think that one in particular is a really, really great code, especially for issues like exhaustion. So
really?
I would, yes, it's a really, really potent code for that.
You had experience with that?
Yeah, I have had experiences with that code myself, and also with many of my clients as well. And this is really a go-to code for stuff like that. So I would highly recommend it.
So
for sure.
Mm-hmm. That's that comes after the three, and what does he call them, inhibitor categories? And then yes. This is the first core, mm-hmm. is that? Core codes?
Exactly, you know. Yes.
So you have clients then. Do people work with you, let's say, as a healing code coach that they, I don't know, on long-term or just basic? How does it work working with you, let's say, as a person in one's life? How does that work?
Well, it works according to each person's needs. So I have people that I've been working with for, or I'm working with them on long term. And then I have people that kind of, you know, pop in once in a while whenever they need a new custom code. And I also have people that I just work with kind of more short term, you know, perhaps a few sessions, 6 to 8 sessions or something like that. And then they're on their way. So it really depends on each individual's needs. And but anything is really possible. And I think that's the wonderful thing. And what I personally also love about what we do within the Healing Codes company and the offers that we give is that it's, you know, it's still a self-determined process. So it's up to each individual how they would like to use our services. And we don't have a one, you know, just a one cookie cutter approach for each person. So, that's yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. I don't think I've ever seen this address. Do you have any coaches who code on behalf of someone else? Like,
Do you mean that you would work with a code? With a coach and they would do it for you?
Yes. Do you do that? Does anyone do that?
Well, what I offer, and I know a lot of coaches offer it as well, is kind of what we have done today is, you know, a guided code. So I offer sessions where I will guide my clients in a custom healing code, and we call it a custom guided code. And then what I do is I record them. So I send my clients a recording, an MP3 recording of the code that we did together in the session. And then you can work with that recording at home, which, you know, is very helpful for many people.
Yes.
But I'm not sure if, you know, if that's really what you're asking for, if someone would just kind of do the code for you on a daily basis. That I'm not sure if we have coaches who do that.
Uh-huh. But you've never asked to do that for anyone. You've never been asked.
No, I haven't been asked that. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks. I mean, yeah. Okay. You've given me some ideas anyway.
All right, Patricia, do you have any questions you would like to share or any comments?
None at the moment. I'll think about it. I mean, I'll think about it. Because basically my issue was the exhaustion. And so you say I might be on the money with choosing the endocrine code, the number 4.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, I will. I'll try that. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, Patricia. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
All right, so I've muted Patricia, and let me see if I can, I can lower your hand, so I'm going to do that. So if you have another question, please raise your hand, of course, and of course, any of the callers, you can raise your hands as well. I do see another caller, but I would just like to open quickly it's someone, CB. I'm just going to read that quickly before I take before I unmute your line, CB. So the exhaustion, this may sound strange, but could she be giving way too much of her emotional energy away and not feeling supported and so feeling drained? When we forget that the divine loves us, it can be draining. Yeah, that's a very, very, I think, very helpful statement. So Patricia, perhaps that's been something that, you know, when we forget that we are love, which we are always and at any moment in our lives, that just by itself will give us energy, that love energy, really the divine power of that love. So that can definitely be something very, very healing to remember. And of course, you can see perhaps there's a relationship or an area in your life where you feel that you are giving, you're giving away more than perhaps you are able to give in this moment, and you're perhaps forgetting to fill your own reservoir or to tap into that unlimited reservoir of love that we always have access to. So thank you so much, CB, for those helpful statements. Now I'm going to open your line. Okay. Hello. So CB, I think you should be able to.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Hi, and thank you for hosting this. And something else just occurred to me about the caller situation. There is an aspect of forgiveness here. She may look into her own past and see if there's something that she feels like she has not forgiven herself for, issues of shame or guilt or something of this nature. And so she's been overcompensating all this time to help others. And so it's a situation where she's actually draining herself without realizing it. And that's why she's so tired and lethargic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for that comment. Thank you so much. And I hope that can be of help to Patricia. Perhaps there's something that resonates with her. So thank you so much. Do you have any question you would like to ask today or anything else that you would like to share with any of our callers or just in general?
One thing that I've noticed is that when I'm working with certain issues, they usually do boil down to one or two core issues that had not been addressed for a very, very long time. And what I have noticed is that some get resolved faster than others. Mm-hmm. And it's real important to not overly pressure yourself to get something healed or resolved. These things can sometimes take several sessions and some time. So in between sessions, if one is working with one particular issue or difficulty, one very helpful thing to do is to take a break every now and then, get out in nature or watch a funny movie or something, because a sense of humor is very healing right there. And so, yeah. You know, we have all been so conditioned to put so much time pressure on ourselves. And I think that if we remind ourselves every now and then, the healing process is in the time of the divine.
Yeah.
And we don't have to hurry it up or speed it up.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Very, very true. Yeah. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. I think that's very, very helpful and very wonderful. And hopefully Patricia, and I think all of us, we can, you know, that's a wonderful reminder to not put more pressure on us, you know, when we're already dealing with specific issues, and just trust that it will happen just in the right time and timing, and to trust that process and not try and control it, but to let it flow, right? So, yeah. All right. So do you have anything else you would like to share with us?
Not at the moment. It was just those things that I wanted to put out there so that we could think about these things and incorporate them. And I know everybody, gosh, the world over, has been under a whole lot of pressure.
Yeah.
Stress, but that too shall pass.
Exactly. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love that. Very, very helpful and great reminders. Thank you so much.
Thank you all.
All right. So the line is muted. Okay. So again, I'm just going to repeat quickly for those of you who are calling in from the phone. I do see a few callers that are on the phone with us. Again, if you would like to raise your hand, you can do so by pressing *9 on your keypad. All right. And I see a few more comments, which I'm just going to read. So especially for those of us who may be listening to the recording at a later time, so you would not be able to see these comments here in our Q&A chat box, which I love, by the way. It's just so much better than our last platform. So Patricia says, "Thank you, CB. It's true. I am giving away my power a great deal and feel drained. Thank you for all your input, CB. Much food for thought from your offering. So that was Patricia as well. Wonderful. Very, very happy. All right. And Laurie asks, with the change to Zoom, how will people be given the information to connect to the Wednesday and Thursday calls? Old platform was consistent, but will Zoom be the same? Yes, yes, Laurie. So we are, of course, we were also very concerned about having or giving its consistency. So the wonderful thing about this webinar, I'm not sure about the Wednesday call, but I know about our today, about the Thursday call, which is the one we're on today. It will always be exactly the same link. So you don't have to remember it. You just save it somewhere, maybe bookmark it. And due to that, it will also always be the same phone number. So if anybody's calling in from the phone number, it's the same phone number and the same information. And I will figure that out and I will let you know next time I'm on these calls, just to see, because I talked today with some people from our team regarding these calls. And as far as I know right now, they're announced in the newsletter that you, I'm not sure if you're signed up for that, if you're subscribed to that. So the Alex Lloyd newsletter, and there's a little paragraph there that will have the link and the phone number to call in. I think it's the same for the Wednesday call. I think I remember seeing something there as well. So I think currently there's a newsletter being sent out once per week. So I think, I'm not sure if the newsletter came out today or yesterday. No, I think probably at the beginning of the week. And there you will find the information. But my suggestion would be to just save that or bookmark that link, and you can always sign in via that link each Thursday. So I love that, because it's just as before, it's going to be consistent and going to be always the same link or phone number. But to answer your question, the information should be in the newsletter. All right, so if anyone has any more questions, you can raise your hand if you're on Zoom or if you are calling in from a phone and are with us on the phone. All right, and Laurie says, the page dralexanderlloyd.com/forward calls has not been updated. Yes, you're right. I think we also talked about this morning when I was talking to my team, and it is going to be updated. Yeah, because it's still, well, there's the Zoom call, the Zoom link is already there. So it's that particular link that you just mentioned. So there's the information as well. And I think, yeah, and the replays, the last one that was uploaded was on May 6th. So there's a bit of a backlog, but it's going to be updated and it's going to be posted there. And so everything should be on that call. I'm sorry, on that link. Yeah. All right. Okay, everybody, do you have any other questions? If so, then please make yourself heard or seen by raising your hand, whichever way you prefer. All right. Okay, Patricia, you raised your hand again. I'm going to unmute you right here. I hope I did it. There you go.
Okay. I recently introduced a friend of mine to the whole concept of the healing codes, and I don't want him to get overwhelmed because there are so many different permutation products that Alex mm-hmm. developed over the years. And so I recommended he start with the book, The Healing Code. And then I also sent him a PDF of the manual, and he's doing them with success. And he was going to try for a Wednesday call where you get the free custom code. I said, before you even do that, keep going with basic codes, because if I'm not mistaken, when you call for the free code Wednesday, they're adding trilogy, sometimes healing codes too, and all these things. I said, get a good grip on what the original program is before you start with other things. At what point do you think it's okay for him to, I mean, I'm in touch with him a lot on this, and I've been kind of guiding him a little. For all I know, he's on this call now. I don't know. I don't know. But I mean, was I right in saying, you know, start with the healing codes itself and don't get all, you know, because I don't even know. I know Dr. Alex does like to give a free sample of different things, and I know he's given a free sample of trilogy, which in my time I have done, but I always gravitate back towards the original healing codes from the manual, and of course the universal one that we do together on Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. So I don't even know if Dr. Alex has given a free sample of healing codes too or not. I bought that program years ago. I don't even know how to access it now, and if it was a password or what on my computer, or if I even printed it all out or not, even if I wanted to share it with my friend. Mm-hmm. How long do you think he should just stay with the original codes from the manual? And of course the categories are all given in there before, you know, he starts to invest if that's needed in the next step.
Mm-hmm. Well, my personal philosophy and thinking is that the most important thing is to not, like you say, get overwhelmed. So yeah, however long it takes for him to just feel like he got the hang of the healing codes, I would say. And he just feels like, okay, well, I know how to do this now. I feel comfortable with it. And then if he feels, because he may not even feel like he needs anything else, but yeah, once he starts feeling like he actually would like to take it a step further, mm-hmm, then, you know, he could perhaps take the free training of trilogy that's on the website. Yeah, so yeah, he can just access that video. Yeah. It has a bit of a learning curve, but once you get the hang of it, it's very simple as well. Yeah. Yeah. And as far as the healing codes too is concerned, all of us coaches have a free handout that we give away for the healing codes too. Oh. So if you'd like, Patricia, you can just shoot me an email and I'll send you that handout.
For
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course. And that's no problem. I'm not sure if there's anything like that on the webpage perhaps, but the handouts are free. So there's no issue about that. And you can pass that on to your friend, of course.
Oh, thank you. You know, I also in my time have really enjoyed healing codes too. And there was a time when I mostly concentrated on that, particularly the all the different relationships. They gave different codes of many positions, maybe 8 positions each for different relationships you had. At one point in my life, I was doing that for a period of months. And then I went back to healing codes, original one. Mm-hmm. But I do like healing codes too a lot. So I would love that handout. I'll send you an email, mm-hmm, and request that. And then I can certainly forward that to him. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. All right. Any other question, Patricia?
Not right now, thanks.
Okay, so I'm going to mute you again. And I'm going to check to see if we have another question or comment in our Q&A box. All right, yeah, my email. I can share it with you right now. It's maybe I should, oh no, I don't think I can write a comment in here. I'm just going to spell it for you. So it's A-N-N-I-K-A, that's my first name, Annika, A-N-N-I-K-A-C, so the letter C, and then at thehealingcodes.com. So I'm going to repeat that, A-N-N-I-K-A-C, at thehealingcodes.com. And that way you can send me an email. Yeah, and I'll send you those handouts. All right. Well, I think I can actually, I can type it in here and you should see it just to make sure that you've got the right one. Like I said, I'm still getting the hang of it as well. All right. And you should see it here in our Q&A box. Okay. All right, so I would like to give you a last opportunity to ask a question, share a comment, or of course, raise your hand to do just that, to ask a question or leave a comment or share a comment. So if not, I would like to let you go into your evening. All right. Well, I think this was definitely a success. I was a little bit nervous, to be honest, to be here on this webinar, but I think it's quite wonderful and it does feel a little bit more interactive. And I hope that you get a little bit more out of it by seeing us as the hosts. And yeah, so thank you so much for being here today and for joining us. And as always, we're going to be here again next Thursday on, next Thursday, June 10th. And it's going to be, as always, at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So thank you so much, everybody, for being here. God bless you. I think what CB shared with us, let's forgive ourselves. Let's apply forgiveness to each and every single thing that we see and experience. And I think that in and of itself is so, 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 so healing. So wonderful thoughts today. And thank you for sharing. Thank you for asking questions. And thank you for being here. God bless you. Bye-bye.